Well, hello there, and welcome along to what I think, hopefully, if I manage to correct, is part 6 of how I got into radio. The things you have to do, yeah, and I got cut off from a prime as well, saying, yeah, no, I don't want to be a celebrity and all the rest of it. Well, I don't. I love you guys listening to me, okay, on the radio, and thank you ever so much if you do. The old email, text, phone call would be great, you know. On text, it's 07722 990045. Text will be charged, sending Mr. Rich, all part of your text bundle from your network provider. If you want to contact me at Bradley Stoke Radio on 103.4 FM, you can call me on Bradley Stoke Radio 01454 616 055. That's 01454 616 055, the telephone number that gets you. Oh, I'm doing that with the old, I'm not going to do that, actually, with the old left arm. You know, kind of where you go, like, pa-ding, to community radio is best. And you can also email studio@bradleystokeradio.com. But we're jumping yet again ahead of ourselves, because at the last stage of this interview, yours truly was saying about being back in 1996, okay, and how I hated being called, oh, look, there's Mr. Radio Barnsley, by a friend. Well, it wasn't a friend. Well, it was a friend of the station. I didn't know really that well personally, okay. And being a southerner, and even being a northerner. Well, that's a bit bad. Well, I guess it. Anyway, so, we've got two. Okay. November 1996, RSL, Restricted Service Licence, which basically allows you, by the then Radio Authority, to go on an FM frequency, their choice, you do, far end of the FM dial. I think in this case, 106.8, I think. Can't remember. Anyway. And, basically, we were on our for herself. Now, Elaine decided that no, she really wanted to concentrate on the final year at uni doing her journalism course. So she pulled out of the breakfast show, Wake Up Barnsley. So Jason, a guy called Jason, comes along and he takes over. And I think, okay, right, I quite like being on the breakfast show. Didn't mind getting up early, you know. Yeah, okay, it was a nice routine getting up. Going to the paper shop, getting the papers, going down to the studio and all the rest of it, and reading the oddball news out of said Sun, Star and Mirror. Okay, well, I'm both in the mail. I mean, that's oddball from cover to cover. Come on. Anyway, but that's another story. And that was the Express. Especially now. Oh, it's going to be doom and gloom. We're going to stay in the EU. And it's going to be snowing for decades. Bollocks. So anyway, I would read the sunspot. Or the, well, I wouldn't read on that light, but read right. And as I said earlier, if you just join us here, if you want to get into radio, if you want to get into journalism, full stop, never, ever read out a press release or a piece out of the paper. If you are on a radio station, okay, and the fact of the matter is, you as a station do not have the rights to said story, okay? There are rights to stories in the papers. You and I can read a paper, the Metro, the Sun, the Times, whatever, okay? And we go, right, yeah, yeah, do you see that thing? Now, you and I can talk in the pub or to family and friends. Oh, do you see this story in the paper about so-and-so and X, Y, and Z? And basically, this and that happened. Now, you can count it, not necessarily word for word, but you are kind of just sort of recounting what you remember reading in said article, okay? But on radio, and even on television, any broadcast media, even the old tent web nowadays, technically, you probably can't, well, certainly in radio and TV, I'm not terribly sure about the internet, it's a bit iffy, but technically he can't say, I'm going to read a paper, an article, to go on it at the Bradley Soap Journal, okay, I'll read it verbatim. Because if you are reading it verbatim, you are making it sound like it is your story and not the story of the Bradley Soak Journal. Okay? Good evening, Miss Horton. And so, basically, what you've got to do, and I do it myself, I will use said publication when I'm on Bradley Soak Radio to the What's Ons. Okay? But I reread it. I rewrite it mentally. I'm reading it off the website, okay? But I'm mentally rewriting in my head and re-saying it on air, okay? That is where it goes. It differs. And I should have done legal training this afternoon. Because anyone can do... Say, oh well, I've just seen this story. Okay, and make it out that it's your story. It's not your story necessarily. It might be. It might well be your story. You might be saying, well, I came with a story and I said it this way and the press said it that way. Different kettle of fish altogether. But, it is what it is. And so anyway, that's what I did in 1996. I would take the stories, rewrite them, mostly because how I'd read said story. What words would I use? So I would literally change words, quite literally change words. So if a story said, I don't know, a turkey farm in Somerset is... looking forward to the festive period because one of their turkeys is... So I'm more or less writing, reading what I would have said. Yeah, the fact that... Yeah, there was a turkey farm in Crewe Curling, something I think it was. Okay. No, it's Ostrich Farm, that's it, yeah. No, an ostrich. And they say, oh, a farm in Somerset is doing something different for Christmas. So I would read it, rewrite it, quite literally. Now, there's a farm down in Somerset that's doing something ever so slightly different from Christmas. You see what I'm doing? I'm changing the words that were printed in the Sun, I think it was, okay, back in 1996. And saying, so I'm not saying that's where I got it from. One of the things I did when I do a newspaper back chat, okay, was I would never ever credit the source of the paper because I rewrite it, so I didn't have to. I might say, if time allows it, well, I saw these stories in X publication, the Sun, the Paper, the Star, the Mirror, whatever, you know. But for the most part, okay, I was rewriting it, so I was saying it's my own work, which technically speaking, probably was. But that's how I got my radio bug. And I did that until our third RSL, okay, in 1996, right? November 96. And Elaine decided she wanted to leave. She wanted to go back to her studies, final year and all that shit. And so I got lumber with a new guy. And I didn't mind. Jason took over as presenter of Wake Up Barnsley, okay. And I was thinking, okay, am I going to... And he said, no, I want you to stay with me. And he was new. I think he was a DJ. Okay. So he knew how to please the crowd, which is another thing, incidentally. Incidentally, if you are a disco DJ or a club DJ or whatever... And then you think, oh, it's just a piece of piss. You want to do it in the moment? Oh, no, it ain't. Not necessarily, at least. It can be. Don't get me wrong. I know people that are disco DJs, club DJs, and all of it. They're also great radio presenters. Okay, I'm not going to name them because the guy I'm thinking of I don't really like, but that's another story. And but anyway, Jason came along and he said, "Oh, well, I'll take it over. Yeah, wake up, honestly. I'm thinking, okay, right, and let me out of the job. You know. But anyway, I was still doing the OBs from McDonald's. Oh, they were great from the McDonald's OBs. Oh, were they fun? I had this thing that looked like Heath Robinson's sort of contraption, really. It was like a big oblong rectangular box with an old-fashioned telephone dial on one end and two plugs coming out the other end. Okay. And the idea was you plug it into the mains and you plug it into the phone socket. Okay. And it was supposed. It really never bloody worked. At least not when I was trying to use it. To dial into the fax number of YMJ Radio Barnsley, which was 01. What's the bloody phone code for Barnsley? Can't remember. 027. Okay, anyway. But it was two. No, that the phone number, I remember, was 21. Was it 212221? Was the phone number, I think. The Richards can listen to this and correct me. Be my guest, Dave and Lynn. June, rather, sorry. Instead of a brownie, I'm not on their Christmas card list. Anyway, and the fax number was 212222, I think. Anyway. And 01226 was 02212226 was Bouncy's STD code, standard Trant dialing code. Okay, so we would take the fax off, okay, and we plug the fax into the to receive this thing, okay, even though it was 5 yards down the bloody road from the studio in McDonald's. And all the little kiddies would be coming up to me, you know, all these teenage girls, God, I remember them being surrounded. Oh, are you know what I'm saying, Radio Barnsley? Can you play X? Can you play Y? Can you play? Yeah. And I'm scrolling things. Answer the phone, for God's sake. Just answer, pick up. Can we play? And I've got a sheet, about 10 sheets of paper at this stage, request forms, okay, for all these teenage girls. And I'm in my 20s thinking, okay, don't look. Yep. And saying to myself, okay, what I've got to do is I've got to try and get. And in the end, we used to say, do you know what? Okay, yeah, hi. You want to regress? Right. Leave it, mate. And you would leave, effectively leaving the McDonald's restaurant. I love how McDonald's called that restaurant. Back in the day, 1996, 86 even, 96, okay. And you'd be going up the hill to the studio of the YMCA building and say, for God's sake, will you stop ignoring the bloody phone? We're trying to get requests in here, for God's sake. And they're too busy. I'm like, yeah, sorry, we're having a pee. And I always make you a tea. Using that order. And they'd alter it. No one lied. They would occasionally alter it, as I make that bit up. But, you know, so he was doing the tea and he was having a pee. And vice versa. But no, I jest. And that's not true at all, okay? Don't sue me. Please. I can't afford it. But anyway, we used to go up. So I ended up going to a studio to effectively, you know, get the request and they'd be playing and be running back down to McDonald's. Okay, right. Yeah, 10 minutes. Yeah. Keep listening. It'll be on. All right, just keep listening for God's sake. I don't know what you mean, but it'll be on. All right. And that. Okay. And relax.